money-making unicorns. I have a trigger warning for you today. If you are one of those women that believes that you are the superior species and that women should rule the world, do not listen to this episode if you want to continue to love me. Because that's not how I motherfucking see it. This one's for the boys.
Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
You know, I'm probably gonna get motherfucking skewered for this. But you guys, like, the dudes have it fucking rough. Like, hey boys, this one is for you, okay? Because here's the thing, okay? All of this girl power stuff and everyone's like, yay, go fucking women, all the things. It kind of is leaving you guys in the dust right now. And it's that whole thing that like the pendulum swings, right? And so for a long time, it was like boys club, the good old boys club, if you will. And now the bitches are taking over. And I know that like a lot of women are like, yes, this is what we motherfucking wanted. And now we have all the things. And, you know, don't get it fucking twisted. Like, you know, there's still totally fucking gender bias exists against women, like, endlessly, right? I don't know that that's ever going to change. But it's something where, like, I don't want it to change the other way. Like, I don't want it to be this thing where, like, the dudes get fucked. Like, that's not my idea of, like, equality, okay? Like, the dudes getting fucked is not like girl power. Like, that's not how that works. Like, can't we just respect the fact that people are motherfucking people? And like, there's some good dudes and there's some good girls, and like, that's it. Like, it has nothing to do with your penis and your vagina. Like, it's who you are as a motherfucking human. Like, can we just have that a little bit? You know, I hate the fucking man-hating movement. I fucking hate it. Dudes are badasses. Dudes are motherfucking badasses. Like, money-making mega badasses. This is something that, like, I kind of get roasted for in the online world. Because I have male coaches. So both of, well, all three, really, all three of my coaches are men, which is very atypical for the industry. Like, in this industry, it's like bitches coach bitches and that's it. It's like everybody's niched down to women and blah, 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 right? So it's like, if you're a girl, you get a girl coach. And I would love to say that I like strategically chose to like get dude coaches, but I didn't. That was something that like, I resonate with men. Like, I have a very masculine energy that comes with me. Like, I'm, you know, the word aggressive and all that shit with the action taker. And I really step into my masculine energy as a leader. In my leadership qualities, like, I act like a dude. And that's why I can lead women in a different way. That's part of my competitive edge, is because I don't push the fucking female agenda. Like, that's not part of my fucking platform. That's not part of what I stand for. You know, when you guys are coming up with your mission statements, right? Like, this is such a big thing in the coaching world. It's like, you gotta have your fucking mission. And what that really means is like, you have to stand for something, but that's easy to fucking do. It is easy to stand for something. You know what's fucking hard? Is to stand against something else. Why? Well, because people are assholes. Women are bitches and dudes are fucking jerks. Like, people don't like it when you disagree with them. But the fact of the matter is if you fucking don't, then you're not standing for anything. In order to stand for something, you have to stand against something else. And this is so hard to motherfucking stomach. Because people are people pleasers, right? It's like, we want to be liked. Oh, look at my face. Like, I just want you to love me. Just love me. I don't want to be unwanted. And that shit gets out of fucking control. It really fucking does. And so in standing for something, remember that there's going to be people that fucking disagree with you. And good. Get them the fuck gone. Like, you want to actively repel people who do not resonate with you. If you listen to this podcast and you're like, fuck this bitch, like, good. Fucking kick rocks. Like, I'm not interested in working with someone who doesn't want to work with me. Like, and you don't have to be either. You don't have to be fucking everything to everybody, right? You don't have to fucking do that shit. And when you try to be everything to everybody, you fail because you can't. You can't. You're one fucking person. How egotistical are you to say, I'm going to be everything to everybody and I'm going to serve everyone and my niche is everyone? Fuck all that shit. Okay? You can't serve everyone. So when you get that little doubt, that little glimmer in the back of your mind that's like, I don't know if I should say this, like, because it's going to upset people, fucking say it. That's the thing that you need to say. The thing that you feel uncomfortable about, that's the shit that you need to say. And maybe after you do some work around that first, maybe you do like soothe that distressing emotion. You don't need to go throw up all over the fucking place like a sorority girl, but you can fucking say the thing. Just like what I'm saying in this fucking, in this episode. Like, I'm not cool with the man-hating movement. I'm not into it. Women are not better than men. Men are not better than women. Everybody has female energy and male energy. We have that masculine and the feminine, right? We both have that. All genders have that. Okay. We all have the ability to act in one way or another, and certain qualities blend and get, there's a lot of fucking gray area here. Okay. And the reason that I have male coaches is, you guys, I fucking respect men. I'm not going to say that I don't respect women, because that's not true. There's a lot of women that I do respect, but intrinsically from my core, like, I have had a bad relationship with women growing up, and I don't fucking respect them because they fucking talk out of both sides of their mouth. They stab you in the fucking back. We talked about this already, you know? And so in choosing a coach, like someone who's going to guide me, someone who I'm going to listen to and resonate with and wholeheartedly consider their opinions, like, I need this person to be straightforward. And if I have to pick and choose just blindly, which that's basically what I did when I first got started, I had to blindly pick and choose. Like, I had to like feel into it and kind of whatever, but I got a coach very quickly. So it's like, am I going to choose someone where I don't really know their intentions, or am I going to choose a dude where I feel like they're so shitty at masking their intentions? No offense, boys. I know some of you are very lascivious, but I mean, really, like, it's something where like I'm going to resonate with a man, because men call it like they see it. Men are straightforward. And of course, not all of them. So before you guys get on your little high fucking horses, like, I'm not generalizing. Okay. I'm telling you my fucking experience and why I did what I did. Okay. I chose men because I listened to men. My daughter was probably like, I don't know, two. She was an early talker, you know, a real early talker. And she is headstrong is the euphemism. Okay. She is a headstrong child. And I was, you know, yelling at her for something, whatever the hell she did. Right. And like, she was just giving me all the attitude. And her dad looks at her and he's like, hey, you need to listen to mama. And she looks back at him and like considers, like has her little face of like thought process, like really thinking about this for a second. And she goes, I'm going to listen to data. I'm like, right. Because bitches are fucking irrational. I mean, I can't even be mad about that. Right. Like, I can't even be mad about that, because quite honestly, I'm like six different fucking people in here, and I change my mind all the motherfucking time. I change my mind with the moon. I change my mind with the weather. I change the way I think and feel constantly. And if I was going to listen to somebody, like, you know, I need a very strong presence, because I have one. I have a very strong presence with me. I am a big bolstered fucking energy force, and I need a dude for that. Most of the time. Am I saying that there's no powerhouse women? No, that's not what I'm fucking saying. But when I looked at the market, okay, and I did the market research and I looked at these women, none of them spoke to me the way that the men did. None of their branding, none of their lives, none of that shit, their podcasts, none of that like hit me where it was like, oh shit, like this bitch knows what's up. Like, none of them had that fucking feel for me. So when I found my coaches, like my first coach, you know, like it wasn't this like big fucking like fuck you kind of mentality. It was more of like a very balanced approach to things, where I was like, ooh, I really like that I can see both sides here. I really like that this person seems like it's not that they're like level-headed. It's that he fucking looks at both sides of the fuck. He turns his head both ways when he fucking steps out of the street. And I can see that in him. And I respect that quality. So, you know, with men, like, I gravitate towards men who, you know, really stand strong in their beliefs. That masculine energy is very attractive to me. And I'm not talking about the fucking sexual attraction, that too. That's a different fucking story. But this is more about like your presence and how you come to the table, right? No wishy-washy fucking bullshit. And for me, that is what I needed. Like, I feel good in that solidity. I feel good in that grounded energy. And I feel like I can be motherfucking psycho in the grounded energy because my coach is going to fucking hold it down and help me to kind of identify that. Now, that's not what everybody needs. Everybody needs something different. So when you're fucking choosing a coach, you get to choose what you need. But let me give you a word to the fucking wise here. Everyone's going to tell you, you know, your ideal client, this shit drives me fucking bonkers. Your ideal client is just like you, where you were in your path. Okay. Your ideal client is you for the first, until you work with yourself, right? And then you attract somebody who's just like you and you realize what a fucking pain in the ass you are to work with. It's impossible to work with yourself because you don't balance out. You're not really giving that person what they need. Like, you're attracting them on the one level because they're like, yes, I resonate with you. I'm just like this. I'm just like this person and we align and all the stuff, right? Okay. And then you work with that person and you realize you can't really serve them. You can't really deliver. So after you realize that, then your ideal target demographic shifts. Your unicorn client becomes someone else because you realize that it is a nightmare to work with your fucking self. It really is. You have enough work to do with you on your own. You don't need to add someone else into that motherfucking equation. And it is the same with your coach. You don't want a coach who's just like you because you can't fucking learn anything. You already know what you know. Go get a coach who's not like you, all right? I am like the motherfucking ocean, okay? There are tides. There are monsoons. There are fucking tidal waves. There is all sorts of shit going on in here. Okay, I don't want to have a coach who has those qualities. I want a coach who's grounded. I want a coach who's solid, right? Who is the shore to my sea. That makes sense to me. All right, now, are there different types of motherfucking shore? Of course there is, right? Like, I have Dino who is like solid, like very solid, very like, you know, like a nice beach. You can stand on it. You can look at the ocean. It feels really good under your feet. He's great. He's a great fucking cheerleader. He's a great fucking cheerleader. Makes me feel good. And also helps me pull my fucking giant ideas down from the sky and make them into reality. You know, and that kind of allowing me to do it myself kind of way. All right. And then the other coach that I have, Dan's a fucking powerhouse. Okay. Dan is huge energy and there's no room for fucking compromise in his shit. He is highly fucking intelligent. And he came from the bar world. So I have that kind of footing where I can see it. Like it feels natural to me to listen to him because it's like people I've been around my whole life. It's like bartenders, right? There's certain male bartender mentors that, you know, I really fucking resonate with. And Dan reminds me of that a little bit. Is he a little bigger than that? Fuck yes, he is. But he's also very solid in what he has to say. And there's not a lot of wiggle room. And his like big fucking fuck you energy is bigger than my fuck you energy, right? So it's like he's someone that makes me feel small and not in the bad way, like in the good way. In the fact of like, you know, being a big fish in a small pond, like Dan makes you feel like a little fish again. And it puts you into beginner mindset. And that is so fucking important. And like those two sides of the balance, right? Like really fucking help me to formulate my own fucking opinions. I'm never a fucking carbon copy. Like I get to digest both of their shit and then also make my own because I'm bringing my feminine energy to it. And so in that context, I produce a very balanced program because those dudes really help me step into my masculine. And then I'm around women all day. So I step into my feminine as well. And so it kind of pulls me both ways. And so my programs are super fucking balanced, which of course attracts women who want to feel the balance, not women who want to lean into the fucking crazy. You know, it's like women who want to balance it out. No matter which side of the spectrum they're on, even if they're more masculine like me, right? I can bring in that feminine energy for them and really soften everything. Or if they're women that really fucking need that stability, need that like lay down the law, this is how the fuck it is, like tough love. I got that shit. because I hired coaches that rounded me out, not made it worse, right? Not made me into a super fucking emotional person. It helped me to ground it and have a dual perspective. And that duality serves me really well because it serves my clients really fucking well. And of course, I'm fucking hyper aware of it. So no, I don't fucking hate men. I love men, okay? Because the men give me a different context. They give me a different way of thinking about it. My fiance is fucking brilliant. He's a brilliant mind. I mean, this guy knows everything about everything. He's a walking fucking encyclopedia. Like, he's so knowledgeable. He reads all the motherfucking time. He's literally always listening to a podcast. Like, always. Like, there's always a fucking earbud in there. Either we're having conversations and he's like learning like nuclear fission. Like, I mean, it's fucking crazy. Like, he just loves to learn. And so I love to be around him because he's so fucking smart. Right? And he's smart in a different way than I am. Like, I have like high level emotional intelligence and like I can really see things that other people don't see. I'm highly intuitive. But I don't, you know, like I can't tell you how an engine works. Like, mechanically is not my fucking strength, right? But he's super mechanical. And so like, and I don't mean it like in working on a car. I mean it in like he understands how things work, and that includes people. So like our conversations are really in depth, and I feel like I'm growing every time I fucking talk to him at dinner, and it's amazing, right? Like, that's the kind of energy that I like to have in my life. I like to have those kind of rounded out, like fucking make me better, right? Make me fucking better. So I see a lot of value in men. I really do. And I like to be around them. You know, daddy issues and all. I have a wonderful stepdad, by the way. But, you know, like daddy issues, like they fuck us up as women. Like, they really fucking do. And, you know, it's something where, you know, mommy issues fuck up the boys too. Like, you know, our parents fuck us up in so many cool ways that like help us in ways that we can't even fucking quantify. But you know, I had a bad dad, guys. Like, I mean, really fucking bad. And, you know, my mom was very young and my dad was a fucking monster. I mean, all of the drugs and the booze and the fucking abuse, extremely violent man, and the sexual abuse and all the things, you know, this monster that like, you know, kind of runs down the hallway of my subconscious at times. Like, you know, it's something that it sticks with you, right? And I think that for some of us that experience like abuse, we go the other way, right? Where it's like, fuck dudes, like they're dangerous. We're scared of them. But for me, like I didn't, I went the other way. I kind of chased it. You know, I chased the monster because I wanted it to love me. And, you know, I dated a lot of men in that context that, that were shadows of him. And, you know, it reminds me of the fucking Care Bears. I know you dudes are like, fuck the Care Bears. What are you talking about? But the women listening know what I'm talking about. There's that Care Bear episode where they chase the shadow. And like, that's like a lot of like dating for me, was like chasing the shadow of this fucking monster because I wanted it to turn around and face me. Like, I wanted to look it in the face and say, I'm not scared of you anymore. And so I dated fucking monsters chasing that. And you know, that was my choice. Like, I called that shit in. Radical responsibility. Like, did men fucking fuck me up? Yes. Did I choose men that were gonna fuck me up? Yes. Like, I take radical responsibility for the abusive relationships that I was in. I don't blame the man. Like, I don't blame the male gender. Like, I take responsibility for the fact that I put myself into fucking dangerous situations where I'm quite honestly lucky to be a fucking alive. Like, I really am. Like, for the shit that I have been through with fucking terrible male relationships, I am lucky to be alive. You know, just bad shit, but I don't hate men for it. And I'm not telling you that you like women, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't hate men. You can hate men if you fucking want to, but I'm going to tell you that, you know, they have it rough too. Just like we have it rough and we have some shit like in the fucking bar industry. Okay. I had this fucking manager. All right. And manager is a loose fucking term because this guy sucked, just sucked. He had no idea what the fuck he was doing. Like, no fucking clue. He was very like naive, just dumb, right? And like we were like friends, right? Like bar friends, and I helped him a lot. Like I helped him because he was kind of a fucking moron and like didn't know basic fucking things that like everyone should know about running a fucking business. But he didn't. He was just a dumbass, and he was hired to be a yes man. Like, you know, the owners brought him on because they knew that he wasn't going to challenge their fucking beliefs or whatever. Cause they just didn't want to fucking deal with it. So, you know, they brought him on in that context, and I get that, right? Everyone serves a fucking purpose. And so he comes on and he's a fucking pain in the ass, whatever. But what's great about it is that I get what I want, right? Because I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm going to play the fucking cards. Like I'm going to get what I want. And like, I helped him so that I would get the shifts that I wanted to have, I want to make fucking money. So I got the shifts that I wanted. I got my fucking edge and I got, you know, I got some shit out of this. Like you guys, I was a very volatile person. At the time I drank a lot then, we're talking like a bottle of fucking Jameson on a Friday night, like really fucking holding it down while I'm working, you know? So he protected me in some ways, right? Like I was not a model employee by any fucking means. And I do not fucking pretend that I was. I was a pain in the ass. But bartenders are all like that. We are all a fucking pain in the ass. That's part of the industry. Like, you know, some of us are better than others. And as we get older, some of us calm the fuck down. But usually in our late 20s, early 30s, we are very volatile. And a lot of us are really good at our jobs for it. People like it. People come for the fucking show. They don't want a demure, boring fucking bartender. They want the fucking fire. They want to see it. And I provided that. And I made that fucking company a lot of motherfucking money. And yeah, there were 3 bad Yelp reviews. Okay, get the fuck over it. I served hundreds of thousands of fucking people. And yeah, I'd have an occasional bad Yelp review when I was being funny and someone didn't fucking think it was funny, right? That shit happens. Okay. So he protected me in that context, as best as he could, but we were friends and I have a very stiff line about this. You know, like I control who the fuck I'm going to sleep with. And obviously this was before I met my lovely fiance, but I control who I'm going to sleep with. Like I'm not into that shit. Like a lot of my friends are dudes and most of them are very fucking respectful and never fucking cross my line because I'm very clear about what my line is. Like, I'm not going to fucking sleep with you if I don't want to fucking sleep with you. And like you trying to like do this shit is not going to fucking happen. Like I'm a bigger swinging dick than most dudes are. Like, I'm not going to fucking put up with that shit. Right. And so we had a good friendship for years. This isn't like a fucking 3-month thing. Like we had a good friendship for years. He never fucking crossed the line. Like it was all good. Right. Well, so then he started fucking having problems with his girlfriend, which I am friends with her. Like she's a fucking cool ass chick, really fucking pretty. They're not together anymore. But really fucking cool chick. And so like we're friends, whatever. And this motherfucker, like on a Friday night, fucking starts texting me and he's like, you know, kind of pulling the fucking sexting bullshit. And I was like, first of all, I'm fucking working. Like, and so I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Like, that's not a good idea. Knock it off. And obviously he's drunk, right? Like he's hammered. I get that. Okay. But he's hammered sending me these text messages and I like fucking lay down the law and I was like, fuck you. Like, okay. Like I'm friends with Jenna. Oh, I guess I shouldn't say her name. Okay. I'm friends with this girl and, you know, she, like, I'm friends with your girlfriend, like, fuck off, right? And so he just, like, completely was, like, okay, like, sorry, like, all the things, right? Like, he was backpedaling like a motherfucker. And then I saw him the next day, and I was, like, listen, like, this shit's not gonna happen. Like, I'm never gonna fucking sleep with you. Like, don't fucking ruin our fucking friendship. Don't ruin what we got going on at work because it is a mutually beneficial situation. Like, don't put me in the fucking corner because it's not going to work out well for you. Right. And he's like, yeah, okay. Like, I mean, it wasn't even like, sorry. It was like, yeah, okay. And then of course, a week later, what the fuck happens? Same shit, right? Same shit. But this time I'm actually behind the bar when this happens. And you guys, I let my bar backs like control the music. Like that's what I do. Right. I'm busy. I'm working. So the barback's got my phone in his hand when this text message comes through. And the barback is one of my dear friends and I love him very fucking much. And he's a young boy, just real eager to learn and like, just fun to be around. Right. And he goes, holy fuck, Nicole, are you seriously sleeping with the manager? Insert his name. And I was like, fuck you. First of all, like, no, I'm not fucking sleeping with him. He flips my phone around and shows me. And he's like, look at this shit. And he had sent this fucking text message that was like, send me nudes and I'll fucking do your drawer or some shit like that, right? Like, you know, some fucking lame ass, like not even a good one fucking text message, basically insinuating that we're sleeping together and that he could send me fucking pictures for me to like, to for him to handle the drawer. Like, fuck you, right? Just hot trash. And I got so fucking mad. Right. And now it's like, it's not even me. Right. It's the fact that I have to defend myself to the rest of the staff because now there's fucking four bartenders who have seen this shit. And like, I'm not sleeping with the fucking manager. Like, that's not how I do shit. Like, go to hell. And so I have to defend myself through this fucking thing. And that's fucking irritating. Right. That's fucking irritating. So now I'm like really pissed. And a couple days later, this manager goes to fire this bar back for something else. Right. Okay. For something completely unrelated. And this bar back, who's young and dumb, fucking takes my card and plays it. Right. And says, I know about the text messages you've been sending to Nicole, and that's fucking sexual harassment. And if you fire me, I'm going to fucking tell the boss. This fucking kid. Okay, first of all, I was so fucking mad at him for doing that. I understand why he did it in being young and stupid and all the things. Fuck, you couldn't pay me to be fucking 22 again. I get that. And that it was a very selfish fucking move on his part. But I dealt with him, right? But now I'm in a fucking corner. And so the manager reaches out to me and he was like, you know, first of all, pulls the thing like, did you tell him? I'm like, no, I didn't fucking tell him. Like, he had my phone in his hand when you were sending me those text messages while we were working, you idiot. Like, I'm not going to take responsibility for that shit. And I told him, I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go fucking tell the boss what you fucking did. You're going to go fucking tell them. And then this is all going to be over. Take responsibility for what the fuck you did. Say fucking sorry. Turn yourself in. Okay. Did he? Fuck no, he didn't. Fucking pussy, right? Instead of fucking going and telling the owner what the fuck he did, he went and made up a lie. He went and made up a lie about fucking something about money and like, you know, shit that just doesn't fucking matter and deferred it and was like, the barback is trying to blackmail me because I drink while I'm work or some bullshit, right? Something he knew he was going to get away with. And so then apologized. Okay. Fucking unreal. And then after that, I have no fucking choice. All right. You just lied to the fucking owners and you've put me in this terrible position and I can't. Like, I'm a big name in the bar industry. I can't allow you to sexually harass me, have everyone fucking know about it and not say anything. I can't do that. Like, that goes against every piece of my core. I gave you the out. I gave you the opportunity to fucking get yourself out of this terrible fucking situation that you've put me in. And now he's taken me off the schedule, by the way. Okay, he took me off my fucking good days. Fucking ridiculous. So then I'm like, you leave me no choice. So I meet with the fucking owner, right? And there's two owners, right? I go and I meet with the owner and he's like, just has no idea what to do. Like, this is kind of like the lesser owner, right? Like the scared owner. He has no fucking clue what to do. And so I tell him what to do because hello, I'm a motherfucking bar consultant. I know what to do. I tell him what he needs to do. I'm like, you need to fill out a disciplinary action report. You need to report all this stuff. You need to record everything that I said to you. You need to write all this shit down. And you guys need to suspend him. You need to suspend him. You can decide if you're going to fire him, but you need to suspend him for a while and you need to fucking write this shit up. He's like, yeah, okay, let me go talk to the other owner. So then the other owner reaches out to me and wants to talk to me. So I tell the other owner what's up. I do the same fucking thing with him. And I'm straightforward. I'm like, look, I'm not going to fucking sue you. Like, I just don't want to be treated like, and I just don't want to be treated like a fucking slut. Like, that shit's not cool. He can't send me fucking text messages and he can't control my schedule. He can't take me off my days because I didn't do what he fucking said. Like, that can't happen. Right. And he makes this agreement with me and he's like, yeah, I'm going to handle it. I'm going to handle it. You know how he handled it? He fired me. He motherfucking fired me. All right. And kept this fucking bullshit manager who knows nothing about running a bar, who is fucking, I mean, stupid doesn't quite cover it. Like, seriously, a train wreck. Like, this guy has caused so many fucking problems at this place and they fired me. Okay. Was I fucking pissed? Oh, you bet your butthole I was pissed. I was fucking through the fucking roof pissed, right? It took me a very long time to calm down. I eventually, you know, kind of released my press statement about this because I had a huge following at this bar and I wasn't going to allow people to continue. I mean, you can go do whatever the fuck you want, but you're going to know the story first. So I told everybody the motherfucking story. I put it on fucking Facebook. I did the social media thing after I calmed down. And it was very much like, you know, like a deposition. Like, it wasn't like this, like, crying girl rant. It was like, this is what the fuck happened. Make your own fucking decisions. So some of the staff quit. I mean, there was a mild amount of turnover, but for the most part, people don't fucking care about you. Like, I told you that before. People don't care about you. They just care about themselves. and you know, nothing really happened. Like the end, like they had very little consequence for things. So yes. Okay. Fucked up shit happens in the world against women. It does. I mean, did I fucking deserve that shit? No. Like, I literally did everything I possibly could to protect the business, to protect the stupid manager, to protect the whole fucking thing. Okay. And I was the one that got fucked for it because girls get fucked. Like, that's how it works. Right. So yeah, there's a little bit in me that's like, fuck men. Right. But not enough to turn on the entire gender. Like, it's fuck those dudes. Like, fuck those dudes for what they've done and they run their business like shit. And, you know, that shit will come back around. That shit will come back around. And I know that. And, you know, at some point, it's not worth my fucking time to do that. And everyone's like, Nicole, get a lawyer, la, la, la. I'm like, guys, like, we live in an at-will work state. Like, they can fire me because they don't like my fucking hair today. Like, that. You know, there's not going to be any documentation that supports this because there's no HR department for this company. Like, that's, I'm not going to get anything out of that. I mean, I did talk to a lawyer and a lawyer said, yeah, Nicole, like, this is going to cost you $30,000 in legal fees and you probably will make, you know, probably best case scenario because of the size of the company, you would get $50,000. What the fuck do I care about $50,000 fucking dollars? I don't. And it was never about the money. Like, I mean, the suing just doesn't. Suing is not enough recourse, right? It's like, what do you want to come from that situation? Like, well, I want that business to go under. I want them to never be able to fucking sustain. And in order to do that, do I need to sue them? No, I need to just sit there and fucking put my hands up and watch them fucking fail. And they are fucking failing. So good, you know, bleed them dry, let them fucking take out a second on their fucking houses and then have it go under. That's better. You know, there's no justice. There's no justice in that world for women. We get mistreated and that's the end. Like, there's nothing else. There's no recourse that can really undo what gets done to us. You know, I mean, when I was 18, I was working at a restaurant and, you know, one of the cooks grabbed me and fucking like raped me in the back. Like, I mean, you know, this shit fucking happens. It is fucking real. There are men out there who are fucking monsters, okay? Absolute monsters. And there's so little fucking recourse for it because as a woman, you have to go through so much to prove it. Like, how do you prove that? Like, how do you prove consent after the fact? Like, it's my word against his. He can just say, she said she wanted to. Like, and then that's all. Any woman who's been through this situation knows that to be true. The burden of proof is on us, right? We have to prove that we didn't want it, right? Like, it's not enough for us to say, like, I was raped. Like, that means nothing. It's like, well, if you were really raped, then why didn't you do this, that, or the other? That's always the response. Like, because I was raped. That's why. I've already been traumatized. I don't want to talk to the cops. I'm terrified to go get a rape kit done. I don't even know what a rape kit is. Like, what are they going to do to me? Am I going to have to tell the story to 50,000 other people? Is it going to be on the fucking nightly news now? Like, is everyone going to know my shame and my fucking thing that I'm in? Is this going to define me for the rest of my fucking life? Those are the questions that go through your head after you've been fucking raped. Okay. Not like, oh, like, how could I, you know, litigiously make this happen and like make, get money out of it. And like, you know, I guess after the fact, after you calm down, it turns into this guilt and shame that you didn't do enough, that you didn't go stand up for yourself and you didn't go prosecute this person to the fullest extent of the law because now he can do it to other women. And that's a shame that we have to carry too. It's not enough that we got fucking shame that we were raped, right? Also, we have to carry the guilt and shame that society imposes on us because we didn't do enough to stop the rape from happening in the first place. We invited it in some way. And we also carry the burden of every single woman that comes after us. Okay, that is a lot. That is a lot of fucking burden for an 18-year-old girl to fucking carry. Or any age woman, right? Okay, that is a lot of fucking burden. And none of us are equipped for that. Okay, are you equipped for that? No one is equipped for that. That is so much over us. So yes, women get fucked, okay? And it sucks. And I, you know, it feels like shit. It feels like shit to talk about. It feels like shit to be honest about. But quite on the other side of the spectrum, I don't hate men because I was raped and sexually harassed, okay? I hate those specific people because they're monsters. Are there women who are monsters? Yes. And you know what those women look like? Those women look like the head turners that see something go down and they don't say anything, or know that someone is being abused and they fucking don't say anything, or worse, they cover it up. That's what happened in the Bartenders Guild. You know, one of the very high up women fucking knew about a sexual harassment situation where this man was like using his position of power to like tell women, like, you'll never work in this town again if you don't sleep with me. I mean, like, who fucking says that? Like, what year is it? But he was saying that in text messages. And this woman who was his superior was covering it up because I don't even know why. I mean, that's a fucking monster. You know, and also the women who exploit it, right? The women who cry rape who weren't raped. The women who, you know, I hate to downplay sexual harassment because I know that some of you are more sensitive than I am. Some people are more sensitive than me and I can respect that. But, you know, him looking at you sideways is not motherfucking rape. Okay? Like a dude looking at your tits like is not rape. That is not the same fucking thing. And for those of us who have been raped, like, that's disrespectful. It's disrespectful for women to be like, but he looked at me and now I feel violated. Like, bitch, you don't even know what violated is. Okay. You know, like I was sexually assaulted by my father as a child. Okay. You don't know what fucking violated is. Like, and it's not a comparison, right? It's not this battle to the bottom. Like, that's not what it is. But there is a certain amount of vilification that happens with men where it's like, you know, men are scared to leave the house. They are. Men are scared to talk to women because what if she screams rape, right? Men are scared to sleep with women. I remember like dating this guy, like I've gone on a couple dates with him, like an online dating situation. And like, he was like legitimately like asking permission, like, is it okay if I kiss you? And I'm like, which is totally not hot. Okay. But I understand why he did it, right? Because he was trying so hard to be respectful and to make sure that his bases were covered, that he like, that his ass was covered, that he had full consent to like, you know, give me a hug. Like, that is too far. It has gone too far. Like, and that comes from women like that. Like, women that are like, he looked at me, it's rape. Like, no, no, no. That's not rape, okay? And you know, I told you I was gonna get skewered at the beginning of this episode for this shit, but this is my line in the sand. It's not men versus women. It's not. Are there bad men? Yes. Are there bad women? Yes. That has nothing to do with it. The gender is not the problem here. So I don't have this like anti-man, fucking men are all evil. Like, I don't have that, even though I have been through some very fucking traumatic things. But you know why I don't have that? Because I don't live in motherfucking trauma patterns. Okay. I don't tell my story in the sense of like, oh my God, and then this happened. And this is why I am the way that I am. I hate that shit. I hate it. We all have trauma. Get over yourself. Okay. Soothe it. Soothe those core distressing emotions because you can do better. You don't deserve to stay in suffering. You don't have to stay in suffering patterns. Just like I tell you, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want in business. You can do whatever you want in your feelings, in how you live your life. You don't have to live in abusive trauma patterns because the fact is, when someone has abused you, the abuse doesn't stop at the end of the incident, does it? It continues for as long as you rethink it, for as long as you relive that moment over and over and over again. Guess what? Unpopular fucking opinion. You don't have to do that. You don't have to relive it over and over and over again in your head. You don't have to tell your story and feel the feelings and go through it over and over again. You don't have to do that. And you don't have to stuff it down deep and never talk about it again either. You can soothe your distressing emotions. There are techniques that are highly effective in order to do this, okay? To help you to heal your fucking trauma so that you don't have to fucking hate a whole gender because of something that happened when you were a fucking teenager. You don't have to hate a whole gender for that. Unpopular opinion, all right? I know this one was a little rough for a lot of you, but it is. I told you. I warned you. I told you guys this at the beginning of this fucking podcast, okay? This shit is not for the faint of heart. It's not. And I have some unpopular opinions, okay? And that's why real unicorns don't wear fucking pants. I don't do what I'm fucking told, and I don't think what other people think just because they think it. I think for my motherfucking self.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com, hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.